What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Well, he finally spoke. Did he say anything you wanted to hear? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Matt Ryan officially in his position, as they said today, for 3 days, now going on four, president of football. And Mike, your observations from what you heard from Matt Ryan today. Did you get what you needed? Because we talked about it on our Behind the Curtain show before he spoke to the media today.
Brother, I want to be positive, and I know Falcon fans were excited about the changes, but I don't know. Maybe I just, my expectations were way too high, and I thought that, you know, Matt would be like the football czar. You know, like, I'm running this, it's my way or the highway. I'm here to take control of this thing. Basically, he has replaced Rich McKay. And again, it's football only. It's not about stadium and all the things we talked about. But he's gonna, you know, he's going to give Arthur his suggestion for the head coach. But Arthur's still gonna pick the head coach, Carl. You know, and the GM and Matt's gonna have his input. But I was hoping that Matt would be a final and decisive voice, and Arthur would just simply adhere to what Matt said. But I didn't get that today. So Matt is part of it's a new process, but it sure sounds like more of the same.
I didn't get that. Like, I got that he is going to be the guy that hires the head coach and brings in the general manager, but he just won't do their jobs. That's kind of what I got out of it. I got out of it that he is going to be the conduit to bring in these people, but allow them to do their jobs. Now, to Mike's point, did you want Matt to have more say and come out today and possibly say, look, not only am I going to hire these guys, but they're going to listen to everything I say? I mean, I don't know if that's what you were looking for. Mm. But when we talk about the fact that they admitted today, and this was kind of gray area for me, Mike, they haven't done any GM interviews yet. Well, you actually did.
Yeah.
Because the guys you interviewed for this position, some of those guys are GM candidates. So that is a little bit gray area for me. But Matt saying today that he's talked to people around the league about this position, and he didn't give any specifics of the people he spoke with, but he said, look, I've talked to a bunch of people about this and how I may want to approach this. I think he's got the right attitude. We know he's, you know, got the football acumen. None of that stuff's going to be questioned. What is going to be questioned is, once you get these people in the building, to Mike's point, how much influence is there going to be and how much pushback? And I think today, I don't know if we got that answer. I don't think we got that answer. And Mike, I think it's also going to depend on the people that they bring in. You bring in a first-time head coach, how much pushback is there going to be? You bring in John Harbaugh, he may push back a little bit more towards how things are being done and what he would like to get
accomplished. Like I said, I mean, I listened and I tried to read between the lines a little bit. As you said, it wasn't like you were going to get specifics about, you know, what are you looking for? Well, you know, I'm looking for a real egomaniac coach who's going to alienate players and the front office. No, you know, he's not going to say that. He's looking for a collaboration. He's looking for a guy, you know, who can win, develop, and create a culture. But yeah, like I said, I guess I was just barking up the wrong tree. As I said, I was kind of hoping that Matt would be, you know, the biggest voice and certainly have the most power. And Arthur even said, we don't like to use power. Well, great. Okay. So he's another football CEO in other ways. He's president of football. And again, I hope I'm wrong. We'll see as this process, you know, evolves and develops. But I expected Matt to maybe have the biggest role in this room and in that building. And I don't think that's the case.
I do. I think he's going to have decision to hire the people to come in. I don't know.
But
I
mean, as he said his own words, empowering the coach and the GM. Okay. So, I mean, but if there is if they butt heads over a draft pick or a personnel free agency move, Matt will be what Rich was. He'll be the tiebreaker, it sounds like.
This just in, sidebar, Mike Tomlin has stepped down. He has informed the Steelers that he is not going to coach the Steelers. News just hitting right now in Pittsburgh. They met today, and the Steelers are looking now for their fourth head coach in franchise history.
Crazy.
Which is absolutely insane. But here's the deal. Another job open. So We've discussed Mike briefly, and we're going to get back to Matt Ryan a lot today about Matt in this press conference. But we've discussed briefly if Tomlin was available, what this might mean for the pecking order. The irony is John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, two of the winningest coaches in NFL history, are both potentially on the market. Again, I'm looking at this right now, and he says, Tomlin just informed the Steelers he's stepping down as their head coach. It does not say he doesn't want to coach somewhere else. And it certainly doesn't say he's retiring. So my guess is, Mike, he probably is in the marketplace, but this news literally just breaking that the Steelers and Tomlin are parting ways.
And talking to a bunch of my buddies that are Steelers fans who grew up in Western PA and talking about his legacy and what he is. And you know me, I want a young coach. I want a younger coach here. Arthur has never coached. He's never hired a Super Bowl winning coach. He inherited Dan Reeves. So he's never hired a guy who's been the man, you know, and maybe that is something that he will explore this time around. I'm lukewarm to Tomlin just because I think you look at where he is and where he's been, unless you want to put it all on the general manager and the fact that, you know, never really planning for the successor to Ben Roethlisberger has just produced more of this mediocre football. Look, yeah, mediocre. I know we're looking up at the Steelers, but they're playing one more game than we are and they go home. And that's been the case 5 years in a row in the wild card. So there's a rep with Michael Tomlin, and we love him. You know, he's a tough guy, no-nonsense guy. But to me, I think his rep isn't as – the reality isn't as good as his rep. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So I would not be interested in him. And I'm less – I mean, I'm not as interested in John Harbaugh either for the same reason.
I'm interested in both. I'm interested in everybody that I think gives us an advantage that we haven't had. They both give us an advantage we haven't had as a head coach here. And look, again – inside note, his daughter goes to UGA. I don't know if Mike Tomlin wants to come to Georgia. Mike Tomlin might even have a place here in Georgia. Who knows? All I'm telling you is, for everybody that ever said, if Mike Tomlin ever becomes available, we bet. Well, he's interested, or at least he's available. I don't know if we're interested. And by the way, they said today in Matt's presser, these coaches' interviews are going to continue. They're not as pressed to do the general manager interviews because – as of right now, we're the only other team that needs a general manager.
Right.
And the availability. Some of these coaches' windows are tight. So they're trying to fit all of them in for the ones that aren't just free and available. So they're trying to move on that. But does this change your opinion at all with one of the great coaches in NFL history now, again, being available in Mike Tomlin?
But, you know, and this is the argument I was having with some audience who, again, on face value, it sounds great. Why doesn't he hire the right assistants? Why did he stick with Matt Canada for so long? You know, why did he hire Arthur Smith? Why does their offense look so bad? You know, I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers can't move anymore. We know that. But, I mean, watching the Steelers offensively has been literally like watching the paint dry for like the last 5 years. You know, going back, and they blew it with Pickett, you know, and we've talked about him, you know, having to deal with all the egos and all. And if you want to put this on Kevin Colbert, who built the Super Bowl winners and then kind of lost his fastball. And then Omar Khan, if you don't know, he's been the GM up in Pittsburgh the last couple of years, and he ain't giving him the weapons. So if that's the reasoning behind it, and you get the right piece in here as a GM, and you feel that, you know, it's tailor-made for a guy like Mike Tomlin because of the toughness we've got and the young studs on defense and the pieces like Bijan, all right, we'll give it a shot. But I'm lukewarm on it. I'm not as hot on it as you are for Harbaugh or Tomlin.
Steelers, Ravens, Browns, Giants, Titans, us, Cardinals, Raiders, Dolphins. It's crazy. All needing new head coaches now. And usually, look, the window every year is at least six, to be quite honest. It's elevated. It used to be like two because nobody fired anybody. Then it turned to four. Over the last 15 years or so, it's turned in about six a year.
Right.
And now you're looking at eight.
Yeah, again, now the Steelers got to find a guy, to your point.
So we'll see where this goes. But this certainly is breaking news today. Now, as we were talking about Matt Ryan, because we want to get back to us. And by the way, I don't know if they call Tomlin. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I think because of everything you just talked about and his rep and what he's done, you'd be a fool not to have Mike Tomlin in the building, just like John Harbaugh.
Correct.
And I know folks are hung up that John Harbaugh was a phone conversation and not face-to-face. So, like, not sure how each team, Carl, is progressing with this. The Giants got some FaceTime with Harbaugh. We did it over the phone. But people are getting flipped out over that.
I'm not. It's the day and age we live in, man. I mean, you can be in your underwear and do a business call these days, right? Put a tie on, nobody knows. Like, that, I'm not worried about that. What I can tell you, Mike, on Zoom, face-to-face, or versus on Zoom, what I could tell you face-to-face, there's no difference. I will tell you, I'm not going to give you $5 or $6 or $8 million a year or 10 not being face-to-face with you. So at some point that happens if it progresses to that point. I don't think that gives the Giants an advantage. I don't think so at all. Either way, Matt Ryan, let's hear what he said. This is what Mike was talking about when he said, I wanted Matt to have all the power, and Matt said this.
The final decision that head coaches have are going to be the final decisions of the head coach. The final decisions that general managers have are going to be the final decision of our general manager. As I look at it right now, the final decision that I'm going to have to make in this immediate process with kind of Arthur's approval is who we hire for those two positions. But we are empowering them to go out there and do their job. And I've expressed that in our interviews, I think, as well with the head coaches that we've had. I'm not trying to call plays. I'm not trying to run your offense.
I think it's important. And he went on to say, I'm not trying to come out of retirement. I'm not trying to play quarterback for you. I think that's important because if I am interested in this job, I want to know I can do the job. And I said this to you guys yesterday. No general manager is going to come in here and just go, yeah, whatever you want, Matt. Like, there's a job associated, duties associated with being a general manager. So he is saying, and that is Matt Ryan, coach will do the coach, whatever the coach needs to do. And traditionally, whatever a general manager has done will continue to do that. I'm just here to oversee. And that's what I got from it today, Mike. Not that he's going to make the decisions for the general manager or make the coaching decisions. That's kind of what I got.
Yeah, and again, I would prefer him to do all that, but he's not. And he, as he said, Arthur Blank will make the ultimate decision on both hires. So I was also kind of hoping that Matt, you know, Matt, it's your show. Go cook. And Matt goes and gets the guys. Matt does the evaluations with Beatles and everybody else, but he makes the decision. Arthur's still going to make the decision. I'd like Arthur out of the process. Arthur cannot take himself out of the process. Arthur couldn't help but answer questions that weren't even addressed to him today. So I just wish that Arthur would just step away and let Matt do everything. But Arthur is going to ultimately have the say in who's going to be his head coach and GM.
You don't think, though, that whoever Matt brings to him, he's going to be fine with?
I hope so. I would like to think so, but I mean,
but that's what I think is going to happen. The owners should know. We own the team. We'd be like, bring it. Yeah. Who are you bringing in?
Right. But, no, I just think when you don't go to the playoffs for 8 years, you can't get it right. Let the guy who played football at the highest level, let him select the coach and you live with it. And the GM.
Well, he's going to.
No, he said Arthur's going to make the ultimate decision.
He's going to bring him. This is who we're going to hire.
No, go back and listen to the soundbite, Carl. It's not what he said.
I heard him, Mike. I'm telling you, this is my interpretation of what he's saying.
Arthur makes the ultimate decision here.
Well, then Arthur, is he doing the interviews with these guys? No, Matt's doing the interviews with these guys.
Arthur's going to decide who's going to be the next head coach and GM, not Matt Ryan.
Has Arthur always known who his next head coach was going to be?
I don't know. I presume so.
Okay. So what's the big deal? He's the owner. But what you have is somebody else.
Why don't you let Matt do it and you take yourself out of the process since you haven't gotten it right the last two times?
Matt is doing it. We're coming back. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Told you need to be here each and every day. It's Dukes and Bell. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And on top of Matt Ryan addressing the media today, we find out that Mike Tomlin is stepping away from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's funny because as I retweeted another great coach out there, some people said, I don't know. Others are like, you're out of your mind. You've got to at least, again, have a conversation if he's interested in coaching. Now, let's talk about this because the room was talking about this. Oh, and Day-Day, our executive producer, Mike, we were all kind of saying this statement sounds like he's stepping away and taking a break.
Right.
Or is that just how this breakup happened?
Yeah, because I just read the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Their guys are working on it, but it doesn't sound like if they can't find that Pitt, they gave him an ultimatum. Like one of the Rooneys said, you're out. You know, so unless he just felt he's tired of being kicked around and all the bad blood, and you know, let's be honest, in Pittsburgh the last couple of years, a lot of Steelers fans, they're closer to it than we are. They're over this. Now we look at it and say this guy's, you know, the OG and what every, you know, football team needs, a guy with backbone and character can stand up to today's pro.
Sure,
or is he? You know, but anyway, getting back to, it sounds like he said I'm out, and you and I were just discussing how does this work as far as the last year of his contract? Does he walk away and the Steelers don't owe him money on that?
No, Mike, I'm quitting. If we quit, they don't owe us. I mean, like, honestly, that's at least how I view it. If you're going to tell me the Steelers have you know, exclusive ownership to Mike Tomlin's rights, even though he's stepping away from coaching, I have a hard time buying that. I'm stepping away. You don't have to pay me. And if I want to do something else, I can do whatever it is. But we're going to see, guys. I mean, look, this story literally just broke. But my point and Mike's point is it's another coach on the market.
Right. And another team looking for a coach that we now have to compete with.
Correct. So let's move. We don't need to wait around. And if you have any interest, okay, and look, I think perception is reality. What's the perception with Mike Tomlin? Winner. Perception is winner. And if you have any interest in potentially talking with him, you need to be on the phone today. And if you don't, then you say, fine, Mike, we've got the candidates we want to talk to. And Matt, you conduct those interviews and let's move forward. But I just think you got to talk to everybody.
Look, I just think any organization, it would be foolish if you haven't been in the playoffs in 8 years and you don't talk to Mike Tomlin. Because whatever you think about what Pittsburgh should be doing or where they're going, I mean, I think we all agree. They haven't had the quarterback situation dialed in just like we haven't. And they've paid the price, but they've made the playoffs.
True.
Arguably one of the toughest divisions in football.
Well, and that's, to me, that's the tale. It's the quarterback issues, and yet they've still won 10 or more games a year. Yet they still won that division or been in the mix for it and gotten to the playoffs. We haven't even come close. So that to me is how coaches adjust and what Tomlin's been able to do there. Either way, what did you hear from Matt Ryan today? Want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. Mike and I were going back and forth about, you know, this power thing and who's doing what. And all I know is from what I heard today, I heard Matt say he's going to hire the coach. He's going to hire the GM. That's what I heard.
Well, I just listened to the tape. Listen to the tape. Oren just played it for me in Q during the break. The quote was, he'll make the final decision with Arthur's approval.
Well, he's telling the owner what he wants to do.
Yeah, but again, Arthur ultimately will say yes or no. Matt's going to give, here's my idea. Arthur's got the final say.
So let me give you an example. If
I'm not trying to play the semantics battle. I'm just telling, to me, that means that Arthur still makes the decision. And if Arthur's going to render a decision, you know who he's going to talk to?
Now you're playing semantics.
Rich McKay.
Now you're playing semantics. Let me give you an example. If Matt Ryan interviews, let's just use Mike Tomlin because it's hot, right? It's fresh.
What do you think the final decision with Arthur's approval means? And that's what he said.
He goes to Arthur and says, hey, we had a great interview. And Greg Beadle said, we had an amazing, amazing interview. And Rustin and Carl and all the folks that they talked about that are on this process said, hey, look, we love him. He's our guy. You're telling me Arthur Blank's going to go no?
I don't know.
Because then, and if that's the case, then why even bring in Matt?
Well, Arthur was pretty hot and heavy for Arthur was pretty hot and heavy for Bill Belichick until his minions told him no, and in that case, they won out, you know, and he went with their advice. I don't know, I'm not trying to be a ball buster here. The final decision with Arthur's approval is what I take that at face value. Arthur can still maybe disagree with what Matt's suggesting.
He's going to bring him who he wants to hire, and that is how I think this is going to work.
Okay.
That's what I think. And by the way, one of our listeners said, wait a minute, I heard Matt say he's going to hire the general manager and the coach. He is. You heard it correctly.
With Arthur's approval.
That is what was said today. 404-726-0929.
Play the cut again, please. Play the cut.
Mike, time out. When has Arthur not had the approval to bring in any coach that he's ever hired? Tell me that.
I'm just saying, but if you asked me how I felt about today, I said I wanted Matt to have final approval. He doesn't have final approval. Arthur is the owner.
Every owner has final approval, how good their general manager is.
So what changes when Arthur has been the constant in the equation of the failures of this team the last 8 years?
He's going to trust Matt's advice with this interviewing process and his gut instincts with bringing him people.
The quote would be, the final decision with Arthur's approval if he agrees with my recommendation.
No, that's your quote.
Will you play the quote for Carl again?
That's your quote.
Listen to what the man said.
That's not all he said. Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yes, we're going to play it for him.
No. Not one cut today that you heard on your way in. Did you listen to the entire press conference?
Yes, but what I heard there is the final decision with Arthur's approval is how the decision is made on the GM and the head coach.
Because I think it's important to say that Matt is being trusted in a way that no one else has been.
Hope so. Hope you're right.
And because of that, I'm bringing you the candidates, and this is what we want to do. If you're willing to tell me right now just to be a jerk, Arthur's going to say no, that's silly.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just telling you what the man said.
It's silly.
That's what the man said. I'm taking things at face value. I'm not trying to read into things. I'm not saying, oh, yes, Arthur will. He just said, I will make the final decision on head coach and GM with Arthur Blank's approval. That's it.
Play it, Oren.
The final decision that head coaches have are going to be the final decisions of the head coach. The final decisions that general managers have are going to be the final decision of our general manager. As I look at it right now, the final decision that I'm going to have to make in this immediate process with kind of Arthur's approval is who we hire for those two positions. But we are empowering them to go out there and do their job. And I've expressed that in our interviews, I think, as well with the head coaches that we've had. I'm not trying to call plays. I'm not trying to run your offense.
So what he's saying is, look, I'm telling everybody we're talking to, this is not going to be an issue. I'm not trying to do all your jobs, right? I need you to do what you do as a general manager. I need you to do what you do as a head coach. There's no owner in the league, guys, that isn't going to say, who are we bringing in? Tell me why. There's just not. That's not saying the owner says, hell no, if you trust the people that are bringing you the information. And that is what I believe Arthur is trying to do right now. The problem that Arthur has is, Mike, the people that were bringing the information, Rich McKay, the public had lost trust in. So he's bringing in somebody who says, you know what? We love what he is. We love what he stands for. This is the person I'm going to trust to bring me the information, and we're going to go with him. That is what I sense this to be. If Arthur is simply going to turn down Matt's recommendations, why the hell would you hire Matt Ryan?
Right, right. I hope the way it works. I hope Arthur does accept Matt's recommendations. Because he just said, with Arthur's approval. So that's where we're at.
It's not. It's really not. Okay. I mean, honestly. Right.
Well, you know better than what the man just said. You've got your own interpretation. I've got mine.
No, it's not my interpretation. Sometimes you have to listen to things. But
you're the one that's not listening to what the man said.
Let's see what, is it Bubby? Bubby wants to talk about, so who is it? Bubba. Let's talk to Bubba in Atlanta. Bubba, what did you think about the presser today? What about Matt Ryan being the president of football, Bubba?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Look here. Whatever you have to do, you just have to get it right. I'm not going to put my hand in the cookie jar and say who needs to get the job. No. It needs to be right. They need to get the quarterback situation under control. I mean, they got their hands full. And, I mean, from offensive coordinator, why not go after McDaniel? You know, keep Albrick. A half-eaten honey bun can do a better job of special teams than Marquise Williams did. So, hey, man, we're not that far off. And I don't look at this as a 2 to 3 year rebuild. The guy has to come in here and have to be able to win this upcoming year. That's all I have to say.
All right. Appreciate your phone call. Look, is it as tough as maybe it seems? I mean, maybe because we haven't gotten it right, it feels that way. Yes. But I don't know, like, if this is overwhelming. I don't know if it is. Matt is new to the job, and he doesn't know all the rules, but that's why all these other guys are around him. And to say, hey, we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't talk to this person. But I don't know. Julie is up next to Marietta. Julie, what are you thinking about Matt Ryan's press conference today, and how do you feel about it?
Well, to quote someone I've heard on this show before, you're not listening. What I'm hearing Matt Ryan say is that he has the approval from Arthur Blank to make that decision. And I think that that's a good decision for Arthur, because I've been saying for years that the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, has been getting in the way. And the last year I've been like, is Uncle Arthur getting in the way? Maybe I need to eat my own words here and say Arthur also needs to get out of his own way.
Fair enough. Look, I think the perception is you're bringing this new front office format, all right, however you want to describe it, this new structure into place because the owner does want to remove himself. That is why we feel good. I think most Falcon fans are like, right, this is different. We're trying to bring in a new structure. This feels different. Again, Mike and I have said this. Look, Julie, I'd love to tell you this is going to work. Don't know. Haven't seen it in action. Hopefully 5 years from now, we've won a lot of games. Maybe we've gone to a Super Bowl. Maybe we've gone deep to the playoffs. And all of this is played out exactly like we want. But we haven't seen it in action. And we still don't know who these hires are going to be. The argument right now is, after hearing Matt today, how much authority, I'm using the right word,
right,
is going to be given to allow him to bring in the people he wants?
Look, we've replaced Rich McKay with Matt Ryan, and you hope that Matt is better at his job than Rich was. That's it. The same thing, nothing really has been reinvented despite the consultants and what they told him about the lack of vision and clarity. You hope that Matt has got the clear vision, that Matt, because of his experience and bringing a fresh approach, will do all the things that you just talked about. and that he will make the recommendations, and Arthur will sign off on it.
All right, guys.
And we'll start winning games again.
I hope so. Hey, man, appreciate the phone calls. You guys can chime in more. All right, whatever is on your mind, 404-726-0929. The coaching carousel just got another candidate, I believe, in Mike Tomlin. And by the way, he's like Harbaugh. He's just not going to take any job. He can pick and choose if he wants to. Maybe he sits out. We do not know. We got a lot more to dive into, including more of Matt's comments about this hiring process and how he sees himself in this role. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Tomlin thing, if you're just joining us, Mike Tomlin steps away from the Steelers. These are all the nuances of NFL rules and contracts and whatnot, but this is probably the most important thing about this Tomlin situation. So he was not fired. He's leaving voluntarily. So he is probably going to be in demand, as we've been talking about. And what the problem is for some teams, not all, is that if you want him, the Steelers still own his rights because he walked away. You're going to have to trade for him. And this happened with Sean Payton, just to use that as an example. And now, Mike, you're probably giving up a first or second, depending on the team and what's going on, to get Mike Tomlin. The other thing about this is, if he sits out this year, his contract does expire next year, then he would be free potentially to...
You don't know the Steelers anything.
No, to go wherever he wants, and the Steelers get nothing. We don't know if his intentions are just that, to sit out. But before we get all crazy about, hey, Mike Tomlin, that is part of this equation. You want to get him. You want to hire him, Mike, you're going to give up picks.
I went back and looked at it from 02, so it's 23 years ago. So maybe the scales have tipped a little differently. But Oakland got 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks.
Wow.
Plus $8 million from the Glazers in Tampa Bay to get John Gruden down to Tampa Bay.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so Al Davis was asking for a lot, and he got it.
Yeah. And by the way, as much as I love Mike Tomlin and the idea, I can't do this. We don't even have a first-round pick this upcoming draft. Now, that's not to say you couldn't trade a future first, but regardless.
Yeah, they're going to want a first for this draft to go get their quarterback, or at least package to get their guy.
This for me right now, with just this information, I'm going to pivot, okay, just a little. Would I love to have him? Absolutely. I can't get involved if it involves this. If Tomlin sits out, well, then we're out of the mix because we're going to hire a coach, right. And that guy's – he's not – I hope he's not fired in a year. But that guy's, he better be here beyond just a year. So, Mike, that is the situation surrounding Mike Tomlin as we know it, guys. That's what we were in here discussing, because part of this was, oh, he walked away. He can go anywhere he wants.
Right.
Not necessarily.
And I don't know. Tomlin doesn't strike me as the kind of dude that would want to jump in studio for a year.
Me neither.
As a gap year.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean.
But did Sean Payton?
No, Sean wasn't great either, if we're honest. Sean didn't have the temperament or the personality for it, if we're honest. It wasn't exactly a smooth fit, if you go back and you remember Sean Payton's one time on Fox. But, yeah, I'd be curious if Tom would want to do that, make a little extra loot, and then jump back in the game.
Yeah, I don't see that either, but we're just giving you the information that we have right now as we were discussing as a show and going, wait a minute. Oh, what else you got?
So, just to give you a little bit more nuance here, it's a club option that the Steelers have for Tomlin for 2027. So it says here in the ESPN article, if he was to coach anywhere before the end of 2027, the Steelers could negotiate some sort of draft compensation. So technically, he wouldn't be a free agent until 2028.
Even if they didn't pick the option up, though.
They haven't. They have up until, I think, at some point.
March 1st.
Yeah, March 1st.
I think it's March 1st. I saw it today because this was the discussion, and I was like, what's the date on his deal? I think it's March 1st. Heading into the new year of the league year, which is March 13th, but they had to have a decision on whether they were picking up that contract for next year.
So it sounds like, though, if you do want him before the end, not of this season, not this coming season, but 2027, you're gonna have to talk to him about some sort of negotiation.
Yeah. And my guess is, why would you pick up you're not picking up the option, right? I don't know. I mean, hell, who knows what the Steelers are going to do? I do know this, Mike, they've been ran so well. They've had, this will be their fourth right? Is that right? Their fourth head coach?
In the entire history of the franchise.
That's crazy.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, and this was the debate that I was getting into with some listeners earlier today after watching the team. And unless you want to give him the pass that it was, you know, the general manager and two general managers that didn't get a handle on the situation with Roethlisberger. Kind of like, you know, we should have maybe set ourselves up for the end of the Matt Ryan run. It was Kevin Colbert who built those great Super Bowl winning teams. And then it was Omar Khan. And Omar Khan, if we're honest, Pickett was a bust, you know. And then you look at where they're at now. They're trying to, you know, spackle it with Aaron Rodgers. That didn't work out. You know, the team. And they also, I got to be honest, Mike Tomlin, I'm not sure about his hires. We know we knew Arthur Smith. I think a lot of fans, we kind of rolled our eyes when the Steelers brought Arthur Smith in 2 years ago as their OC. Before that, hell, the candidate was so bad they were chanting his name at Penguins games. So that, I don't know. I'm not a Steelers fan, but I just think when you look at getting eliminated, Carl, 5 years in a row in a wild card, that's nothing to brag about. That's kind of Marvin Lewis territory with the Bengals back in the day.
Yeah, look, and you're not wrong at all, Mike. I feel like, you know, there's a time. 19 years is a long time, man. It's like Harbaugh.
Same boat. Same boat for Harbaugh.
I mean, you know, like at the end of the day, we won a lot. Did we win as much as we wanted to? No. But guess what? He got a Super Bowl. He got a Super Bowl.
But you should, I mean, but Harbaugh, I mean, like, imagine Mike Tomlin with Lamar Jackson. That's the thing. Harbaugh couldn't maximize the two-time MVP.
That's right.
To leverage that to a championship.
Art Rooney II put this statement out today saying, during our meeting, Coach Tomlin informed me that he's decided to step down as our head coach. Obviously, I'm extremely grateful for Mike and all the hard work. Yada, yada, yada. He basically praises him, gives him his flowers, rightfully so, and talks about 19 years and never having a losing season. Again, I trade that. Dude, every year we're talking about winning games, meaningful games, Mike, in December and January, being in the playoffs, even though you're right, the last five have stunk. I just feel like that in itself is an incredible Hall of Fame resume. Either way, we'll see what happens with Tomlin. That is why we're discussing it, guys. So if you're going, what the hell just happened? Mike Tomlin voluntarily steps away. What's up, Day-Day?
No, I was just going to say, too, if you're Mike Tomlin in regards to his contract, he's 53 years old. 19 years, you can sit out 2 years.
Right.
No, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You literally could take a 2-year break and someone would hire you in a heartbeat.
For sure.
Once you're ready to come back.
Yeah.
And maybe he gets, you know, re-energized, you know, and you get him with the right team. I just, like I said, the Steelers, you know, it's, you got to go back, guys. It's 2010 was that last Super Bowl. Okay.
And Packers.
And
right?
that was the Packers. That's not the last one they won. That's the last time they were in the Super Bowls. That's 15 years. And, you know, I said you consider the Steelers an elite franchise. 10 teams have gone to this. I looked it up. 10 teams have gone to the Super Bowl since last time the Steelers won one. And obviously the Patriots are a big chunk of that too, but the Chiefs then stepped in. But, you know, we've seen other teams do it. You know, Baltimore did it. We've seen, you know, other squads. The Giants got in there. You know, Tampa Bay did it with Brady. So the world kept spinning. The Steelers kind of stayed where they were.
Yeah. I would be curious. He's not going to talk about it now, but I'd be curious to ask and find out, Mike, where he thinks this thing went wrong. Like, you're good. Like,
right.
Because here's the deal. And you have to understand the attitude and the makeup of Pittsburgh. Because they've been so dominant and won championships and they've got all those Lombardi trophies, winning in the regular season don't matter.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said in the email, the text. They're elite. They're a different level. The expectations are much higher.
Absolutely. But there is an expectation once you get in the playoffs, like we're going to elevate and be. And so that has been the problem. They've lived in this mediocrity of we're really good in the season. We're winning 10, 11, 12 games. But then we get to the playoffs and we can't get over the hump. And so early, like five, 6 years ago when this first started, it was, oh, Tomlin will get them there. He'll get them there. And then, Mike, this continues to happen, and now they find themselves in the exact same place. I just think he came to the resolution, and it may have happened during the season. I'm done after this. 19 years. If we get there, great. If we don't, but either way, that's part of the makeup. Their makeup, unlike many cities in this country when it comes to their NFL teams, is different. It's just different.
Right.
And to say, like, for us right now, we're clamoring to get into the playoffs.
No, it's all relative, but I mean, then you look at a coach and you say, has he lost his fastball? Is he more, are you dealing more with his rep than the reality of what that team was? And then, as I said, a couple Steeler fans say, Kevin Colbert, you know, just didn't prepare for the future. Basically, I went back and looked at the numbers this morning. Kevin Colbert did the same thing with the Steelers that Dimitroff did with the Falcons. Trying to squeeze one more run out of it when you probably should have been thinking for the future. Where we should have had the heir apparent to Matt, they should have had the heir apparent to Roethlisberger. And they did one last year with Roethlisberger, and it didn't work. 22 touchdowns, 10 picks, and that was the last year of Roethlisberger, and they probably should have pivoted and moved forward.
And then they picked Kenny Pickett.
Was it? And again, in a draft where there really wasn't a great quarterback, and you convinced yourself he was worth a top 15 pick.
There wasn't. They rolled the dice. That didn't work. All right. We got a couple of phone calls we want to talk to about Matt Ryan again, and that is our focus today. Matt reportedly has led all of the head coaching interviews. They revealed that today, and that goes back to him signing his deal on Saturday. And he talked about, you know, the opportunity to build the relationships that he wants to and how he wants to go about this. We'll let you hear more as the day goes along. Vinny in Monroe wants to talk about Matt Ryan. Vinny, welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I mean, what he was talking about when he said Arthur gets final decision is Arthur has a checkbook. So I'm in a similar role where I get to make decisions, but I hand that pen to Daddy to write that check.
And, so, it's a big check.
That's basically, that's what I took from his comment.
Yeah, look, like, and Vinny's
going to make the call, but hey, sign the check, please.
And if the coach demands a little bit more than maybe the perceived going rate, that's a decision Arthur has to make.
Yeah, and Vinny, look, it's going to be expensive regardless. Guys, we're hiring three positions. We don't know what Matt got. We certainly don't know what the GM's going to get. And if we hire one of these high-profile guys, Mike, we already know. We've been talking about the $10 million range. It's going to be expensive.
Right. And again, Tomlin technically is not in the market. We just discussed it. Obviously, he would be viable for so many teams. Everybody would be a fool. Like, I'm not saying you don't talk to Tomlin. I'm just saying I'd like to know what the hell happened the last 5 years up there in Pittsburgh.
It's fair.
But, and the same you could go for Harbaugh for the last 2 years. What the hell? How much of this soap opera was on you and not having a streamline with your OC and your quarterback and fixing it? You know, either way, because two things can be true. Harbaugh was a great coach in 2012, but maybe some things have slipped. You know, or Dan Reeves. I always use Dan Reeves as the example that, hey, a change of pace, his third team did nothing with the Giants, came here and put together a Super Bowl run. So you never know. Yeah. You know, if you're a really good coach and you get the right pieces. But that's the thing, a veteran guy like Harbaugh, I still think he's going to want so much say, Carl, in the personnel department, it's going to preclude him from getting hired here.
It's very possible. And Mike, but here's the deal. Joe Shane is the general manager with the Giants. He just fired Brian Daboll, and you're telling me that Harbaugh's going to go there and listen to Joe Shane and everything that he wants to do?
That's why I think it's not New York. I think New York media is going to, everybody puffs their chest out. Like the Cowboys all upset we wouldn't let Ulbrich talk to him. You know, the Giants might not be such a hot option for John Harbaugh at the end of the day.
Vinny, thanks for the call. David in Charleston, South Carolina. He's on the app. You can be too. It's Odyssey. Find us, 92.9 The Game, and click on Dukes and Bell. David, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys listening, to you guys, especially living down here in Charleston. We've had season tickets in our family for over 50 years before I've even been born. And wow. We go to the games, we fly back, and just getting to hear you guys on the app and getting to be connected. It's been a blessing. So I just want to say thank you guys first of all for all that, all you guys do every day to encourage all of us. But about Matt Ryan, I just think he handled the press conference so well with so much class. Mm-hmm. And I think you said all the right things about the general manager and the coach, whether he has some input or not in the final decisions. I think he said all the right things. I love also too about the John Harbaugh. I think one thing he brought up today is, they want a leader of men. And I think whether mm-hmm. it's Mike Tomlin, but I really love John Harbaugh. I just think that he's exactly what we need here, and he's going to bring the pieces here. No matter if they come or go, he'll be the stabilizing force. So just appreciate you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you for the kind words. Thanks for listening on the app, guys. If you're traveling or you happen to move, we hope you don't. Atlanta's full. Do not move here. But if you move somewhere else, you can always listen to on the app, man, and check us out. Look, for me, it's Harbaugh or Nell. That's how I'm feeling. And the reason is because I prefer proven than unproven. They may go a different route. I'll have to swallow my pride, as I've done time and time again on this radio station, Mike, and accept what the decision is. But I just feel like in this particular coaching cycle with where our franchise is and where it's been, that's the move. And I just think you go all in and you try to make it happen. The part we don't know, and this is what Mike keeps saying, we don't know if he wants to be here. You could do everything you can, guys. You could do everything you can to bring a woman home. But if she don't want to be there, she ain't coming. So I don't know that aspect of the equation. What I do know is, for me and where we are in this franchise right now, it just makes sense. It fits so perfectly, and I think it would be the home run. But it might not happen.
Well, that's just it. Look, I like Harbaugh. Look, two ways of looking at this. Dan Reeves, as we said earlier in the show, he was inherited. Does Arthur Blank have a problem with the big established head coach? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Guys, a guy hit me up on the text. He goes, Mike, you are being so semantics today. I said, yes, because this franchise has screwed things up for 8 years. That's why I want crystal clarity. So I apologize if I'm being that guy. But I wanted Arthur out. As Carl said, that doesn't happen in the NFL world. You know, unless the guy is incapacitated, in which case, okay, now, sorry, Grandpa, you are really out. You don't get to do that anymore. That's not the case here. But I just got upset with the press conference because these questions for Matt, and then Arthur would harp in. And then another thing about that, it's for Matt. Let Matt answer the questions. But moving forward, if Matt hopefully gives him the, you know, some fresh advice and a fresh perspective that's been sorely lacking, then we do get back in the playoffs and the championship business.
There was a lot of love between them physically today. Like
the kids, the family.
Yes, yeah. Acknowledging, and then Matt shaking his hand a couple of times and touching Arthur on the shoulder and vice versa. There's a real affinity for each other. Look, business is business, man. When we moved on from Matt, Matt understood that. But at the end of the day, he also knows this is a franchise that gave him a chance to do all the wonderful things he did in his career. And I do think there is an incredible respect for each other. And I think, that Arthur Blank's going to be like, bring me the right people and let's go. That's where Arthur Blank is.
What if Arthur goes, are you sure about this, Matt? Can I have about 24 hours to sleep on it? I just not 100%. Are you sure about that? See, that's my fear.
No.
You know, I really want to run this by Rich.
No, would you stop it? We're coming back. Plenty more to dive into. The NFL is crazy right now, and we're not even talking about the divisional round. It's Dukes and Bell.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.